Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Jimmy Hawkins, one of the junior stars of one of the world's most beloved holiday films, It's a Wonderful Life. It returns this Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. on NBC. Stick around, but don't expect to hear any bells ringing around here. This angel is nowhere near earning his wings. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of stutterers who claim they're just practicing their Jimmy Stewart imitations in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. I have to admit, I was a little surprised when I read up on actor Jimmy Hawkins' life since he played Donna Reed and Jimmy Stewart's son, Tommy Bailey, in the holiday film classic It's a Wonderful Life. For example, did you know that he later worked with Reed again as Shelley Fabre's boyfriend on 8 seasons of TV's The Donna Reed Show? Or that he played sidekick to the King, Elvis Presley, in both Girl Happy and Spin Out? Well, since then, he's also written 5 books about It's a Wonderful Life. One of my first guests on Mr. Media when we started this podcast in 2007 was actually actress Carolyn Grimes, who played Hawkins' sister, Zuzu, in It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm delighted to bookend the movie siblings here on our show. Jimmy Hawkins, welcome to Mr. Media. What would you say is your most enduring memory of being on that set?
I was just walking on that set every morning because we took a bus drive and streetcar to get to Culver City to do the film. And then walking on that stage and seeing this Bailey house built there and the set with the living room with us. Christmas tree there, and it's 90 degrees outside, and the warmth that set gave out, you know, being Christmas time and all, and it was a really, you know, I guess the best word, delightful set to be on. It was a nice set to be on. You felt comfortable there, and Frank Capra, that was all up to him to get the feeling of the set and making the movie. And it was fun. It was fun, the other kids to play with and everything. It was a nice, warm set. And Donna Reed and Jimmy Stewart were very, very nice people, whoever they were, you know, at 4 and a half, you know. You know, they just asked you to do things. And they, Frank Capra, in fact, there's a famous line that I say, excuse me, and they ask me, excuse you for what? And I say, I burped. His son always used to say that. And the night before he shot that, he wrote that. So he came on the set that day and told me what he wanted me to do and explained everything, and we just did it. I mean, he improvised quite a bit of that movie. Mm. You know, they'd be at a location, like he was looking for a location for a gymnasium to do the Charleston dance thing. And so he... they took him over to Beverly Hills High School. What do you think of this gym? You know, how does it look, Mr. Capra? He said, yeah, it looks fine. And then they told him, you know, underneath this floor, there's a swimming pool. He said, what? He said, yeah, this basketball court. Underneath it, they also have swim meets. He said, well, open it up. Let me see what it looks like. And then he wrote that scene where they fall into the pool. So he was improvised all the time. And he gave everybody I talked to said it was his film all the way. Mm. The writers, Albert Hackett, I talked with him, and Francis Goodrich. It was his. They didn't get along with him, but they said it was his film all the way.
Well,
everybody.
Jimmy, I want to squeeze in one more question before we have to let you go. Sure. You also, besides Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, you also worked later in your career with Elvis Presley. Who do people want to know more about, Elvis or Jimmy Stewart?
Well, it depends on what age you're talking to, you know. everybody loved Elvis, and everybody loved Jimmy Stewart. And they ask about him, you know, kind of just like you did. you know, oh, who did you like? You know, they compare them or they jump from one to the other. Elvis, you know, everybody loved Elvis, and everybody loved Jimmy Stewart. It's 50-50. It's a toss-up. It just depends on who you're talking to.
All right. Well, Jimmy Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today and sharing your memories of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it was a great experience, and we'll see everybody Saturday night on It's a Wonderful Life on NBC. So I look forward to it. It's the 65th anniversary showing, and they have a beautiful new print, and it's going to be a great experience this year.
Well, I'll look
and
forward.
And I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much. Happy holidays.
You take care, Mr. Meade. Thank right. you. Merry Christmas.
You Bye. Too. Bye bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Help! This is Barbara Eden. Mr. Media has trapped me in a bottle. Will someone please get me out of here?
Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.